Yes, indeed. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92 with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist. Amber, how are you doing since the last time we spoke?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, good, pretty good. Been spent a lot of time trying to keep things on the air and everything these days, but
that's right.
Things have settled down a little bit, and
hopefully for a while.
Time to quit talking about the weather and start talking about nutrition again.
That's right.
And today we're going to talk about magnesium.
We are going to talk about magnesium.
Well, tell us about magnesium.
I will. So magnesium is a mineral we get from our food. It's one of our micronutrients that's essential for us to live. And it's one that I get a lot of questions about in my office. So a lot of people come in asking about magnesium supplements or talking about having heard somewhere that magnesium deficiency is really common. Or I just see a lot of people who come in on magnesium supplements and sometimes aren't really even sure why they started taking them.
That would be me.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of reasons that people might take them because magnesium does a lot in our body. So magnesium, many, many roles in our body, but it contributes to regular muscle and nerve function, to energy production. It helps with strong bones. It helps our immune system. It helps our heart health and keeping a good, strong heartbeat. So magnesium really does a lot of important things, and those are just kind of the most common things that it does, but it plays a role in many of our processes. And when it comes to a true magnesium deficiency, where if we were to do a blood draw and look at magnesium levels, true magnesium deficiency, per the research, is probably less than 2% of the population. But when we look at maybe what's outside of optimal range, or what we sometimes would call like subclinical deficiency or a subclinical deficit, the research suggests that being on that low end of normal or just under optimal might be closer to 15 to 20% of the population, and sometimes even up to 30%. And there's a lot of reasons that people could have poor magnesium levels in their body or suboptimal magnesium levels. Poor diet is probably the most common one. So people who just aren't eating enough or getting enough good sources of magnesium. And then digestive issues. So every month or every week, it comes back to the gut. We talk about the gut almost every single week, and this week is no different. When we have digestive issues or poor absorption in our gut, we can have lower magnesium levels. So we've talked about prebiotics a lot. Those are the good food for all the bugs that are living in our intestines. Those prebiotics increase absorption of things like magnesium and calcium and some of our other minerals. So that good gut health, again, is going to be a big reason that we have good magnesium levels.
All right. Well, where do we get magnesium?
Yeah, great question.
What kind of a diet should we have?
Great question. So a lot of people try to get it primarily from supplements, and you certainly can. So supplements have been shown to be helpful with sleep. Like for people who have insomnia, some supplements might help. Sometimes we use it for people who are constipated. It can help a lot with getting bowels moving because it draws water into the intestines. So it can do a lot to get bowels moving. And sometimes, so if you're somebody who's taking magnesium and you're having loose stools or diarrhea on a regular basis, we might want to look at what type of magnesium you're taking or how much you're taking, because that might be contributing to it. If you're constipated and you're not taking magnesium, again, something for us to maybe have a conversation about. And then anxiety and stress. If we look at a lot of anxiety and stress supplements, they will contain magnesium. Tons of different forms of magnesium, though, and they all operate a little bit differently in the body. So usually what those supplements are magnesium combined with something else. So the three of the most common that we'll see would be magnesium citrate, magnesium malate, and magnesium glycinate. And what type of supplement you're taking or what the target of that supplement is will probably dictate which form they use. So, for example, if you're truly deficient in magnesium, magnesium malate is the one that's most readily absorbed by the body and doesn't have that laxative effect, doesn't have that same bowel effect that some of the others will have. So magnesium malate is one that we would often use to treat like a true magnesium deficiency. Magnesium citrate is also pretty well absorbed by the body, but this one is really good at drawing that water in. So if you're taking magnesium citrate, that's the one that can help a lot with regular bowel movements. Magnesium glycinate is the other pretty common one, and this one is more often what we would find in a supplement that's used for anxiety, stress, sleep, anything like that will typically contain that magnesium glycinate. There are lots of others too. There's probably 10 different types of magnesium that we might see on supplements. But again, knowing which type you're taking is important, and working with your care team then to make sure that you're taking the right type and the right kind in the right dose is essential. But as I always prefer, if we can get it from food instead of supplements, that's ideal. So lots of foods that are rich in magnesium. Two of the best sources we can get are seeds, and that's pumpkin seeds and chia seeds. I know you've got pumpkin seeds sitting in your pantry right now.
I do.
You do?
Okay. Right next to
I ate some this weekend.
right next to the salted peanuts there.
Which are also a source of magnesium. Yes.
Yeah, so I'm on the right track.
You are on the right track. Peanuts and peanut butter are not going to be quite as good of a source as those pumpkin seeds and chia seeds. But peanuts and peanut butter, easy to get in, pretty tasty. And those can be a good source of magnesium as well. And because they're also legumes, legumes are good prebiotics. So if you're taking in that prebiotic, the food for that good bacteria and the magnesium together, there's a chance that you might be getting even better absorption. So peanuts can be a good option. Almonds and cashews, also a good cashews, source of magnesium.
Good choice.
There you go. Another tasty option. Maybe you won't enjoy the next one quite as much, but spinach is a great source.
I don't mind spinach.
There we go.
Yeah, don't have it very often, but it's fine.
I think it gets thrown into your smoothie here and there, too. Yeah. So that's a great way to sneak in some extra spinach if you don't love salads.
And it gives you big muscles, too.
Just like Popeye. Yeah. Yes. Doesn't work quite that well, but yes, spinach is a great option. Broccoli even has a little. So if you don't like those leafy greens, if you do like broccoli, that'll give you a little bit. And then we talked about peanuts being a legume that can help with the absorption, but black beans and kidney beans too. I know we're not really in chili season anymore here, but even adding some black beans to a taco, putting kidney beans on a salad, anything like that can be a great way to get in a little bit of that magnesium alongside.
I think chili's in season all the time.
That's true. There's never a bad time of year for chili.
Right. Chili's always good.
And right now we could roll into kind of our white chicken chili. Maybe that's a good kind of spring, summer sort of thing too. And again, the legumes will give you the prebiotic and the magnesium.
All right.
How about avocado?
Avocados?
Mm-hmm.
They're okay.
They're okay. Yeah. Avocados are a good way to get it in too. And that's one of those ones where we talked about all the fiber and the healthy fat. So avocados can kind of give you an extra bang for your buck there, too.
In moderation.
In moderation, sure, yes. And then even really simple things like rice and oatmeal and whole wheat bread, both white rice and brown rice, are both good sources of magnesium. Oatmeal is easy to have for breakfast or put in little no-bake energy balls. Whole wheat bread, difference between whole wheat bread and just plain wheat bread. Whole wheat bread is really what you're looking for. Salmon and beef are both good protein sources of magnesium. And then we even get a little bit from apples and carrots. And those are usually pretty agreeable for most people. I can get to eat apples and carrots. We're only getting about 2 to 3% of what we need for the day from a serving of apples or carrots. Whereas when we look back up at pumpkin seeds or chia seeds, we're getting closer to 25 to 30% of what we need for the day or more. So just incorporating a handful of pumpkin seeds into your day can really do a lot for your magnesium levels.
Snack an item there.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Right. So finding anything in there that you enjoy and incorporating a little bit more into your day-to-day can be a good strategy before adding in those supplements. But if you're feeling like you need that help with sleep, anxiety, stress, any of those types of things, definitely worth talking to your care team to see if a supplement's appropriate.
All right. And you might be a good person to talk to about it.
I'd be happy to.
Yeah. And how can they find you?
Absolutely. So right now you can find me online with Synapse Center for Health and Healing at officialsynapse.com. And you can click a little link for a discovery call and have a little chat with me. Or you can give us a call at the clinic at 651-209-9906. And we can see if we can get more in your diet or find a supplement that works.
And you're located right out here in Madison, Minnesota.
I sure am.
All right. Sounds good. And we're glad you're here.
Well, thank you. Me too.
Amber Boyens with a little tip for you on magnesium today. Good discussion, Amber. We'll talk again next week on Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.